Alright folks, welcome back to Mental War, your daily dose of Spartan discipline to conquer procrastination and level up your life. I'm Hunter Rivers, here to help you break through those mental roadblocks and unleash your inner warrior. Today we're diving into something super powerful, mindfulness for emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're in a pit of despair. You know that feeling when a comment from someone sets off a chain reaction of anger or sadness, even if it wasn't meant maliciously? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Mindfulness can be your secret weapon to navigate those turbulent waters and become a master of your own emotions. Think of mindfulness as training for your brain. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations as they arise. And guess what? When you practice mindfulness, it actually rewires your brain to handle stress better, make more conscious decisions, and build stronger relationships. Here are five key takeaways that'll help you understand how mindfulness can supercharge your emotional intelligence. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to mastering your emotions is simply becoming aware of them. Mindfulness helps you tune into those subtle shifts in your body and mind. It's like having an internal alarm system that goes off when stress, anger, or anxiety starts creeping in. Think about it like this. Imagine you're walking through a forest. Your senses are on high alert. You hear the rustling leaves, smell the damp earth, feel the sun on your skin. Mindfulness does the same thing for your emotions. It helps you pay attention to the subtle cues your body and mind are sending you. 2. It's not about emptying your mind. A lot of people think mindfulness means trying to achieve a state of complete mental silence. That's a myth. Mindfulness is about acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. It's like watching clouds drift by. You observe them, but you don't cling to them. 3. Empathy takes center stage. When you're mindful, you become more attuned to the emotions of others. It's like developing a sixth sense for understanding people's feelings. This heightened empathy strengthens your relationships and helps you navigate social situations with grace. Imagine this. You're in a conversation with a friend who seems down. Instead of just saying, "What's wrong?" Mindfulness allows you to truly listen and pick up on their subtle cues, the tone of their voice, their facial expressions, even the way they hold themselves. This deeper understanding shows them that you genuinely care and opens up a space for authentic connection. 4. Stress management on autopilot. Mindfulness is like your personal stress-busting superpower. By focusing on the present moment, you break free from ruminating about the past or worrying about the future, two major contributors to stress. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. 5. It's a continuous journey. Mindfulness isn't a one-time fix, it's a lifelong practice. The more you cultivate it, the more natural it becomes. Just like learning a new language or mastering a musical instrument, it takes time and effort. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Okay, here's a real-life example that hits close to home. Remember last week when I was super stressed about getting this podcast episode finished on time? I could feel my heart racing, my shoulders were tense, and every little noise was driving me crazy. But then I took a few deep breaths, closed my eyes, and focused on the sensations in my body. I noticed the rise and fall of my chest, the coolness of the air on my skin. It sounds simple, but just taking those few moments to be present helped me calm down and refocus. I was able to finish the episode feeling more relaxed and confident. So there you have it. Mindfulness isn't some mystical concept. It's a practical tool that can help you gain control over your emotions and become a happier, more resilient individual. Remember, folks, Mental war is about conquering procrastination and leveling up every aspect of your life. We're all in this together, so let's keep pushing each other to be the best versions of ourselves. What are your thoughts on mindfulness? Drop me a line in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who could use a little extra emotional intelligence in their life. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.